With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Qué golazo. Monday means one thing. Fabrizio Romano joins us to discuss plenty of contract speculation, including Weston McKennie and Juventus, Lautaro Martinez and Inter Milan. We also have a lot of Chelsea news and, of course, the latest involving Barcelona, Josep Bartomeu, and so much more on this Monday. Qué golazo with Fabrizio begins right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Qué Golazo, our Monday episode. And that only means one thing. Fabrizio Romano. Fab, how are you, my friend?
I'm fine. Hello, my friend. I'm okay. Thank you. Big pleasure to be here with you, as always, on Monday. And ready for this football week is coming.
Ready for this football week. And this week began with a bang. Fabrizio and everybody listening and watching, in case you didn't know, the latest coming on Monday from Europe, from Spain, that former Barcelona president Josep Bartomeu, his advisor Jaume Masferrer, the club CEO Oscar Grau, and head of legal services Román Gómez Ponti, all arrested following a raid at the club's offices on Monday. The sources have been confirmed, of course. A spokesperson for the police also confirmed it as well. And then a statement from Barcelona, Fabrizio, read, given the entry of the local police at the club's offices per a court order relating to the hiring of a third-party company and monitoring services of social networks, Barcelona has offered its full support to judicial and political authorities and collaborated with them to clarify the facts that are the subject of the investigation. This, of course, is about Barçagate, about the club under Bartomeu during that time, allegedly, obviously, because this is allegedly innocent until proven guilty, but allegedly of hiring an overinflated hire of a third party in order to discredit any opponent to the club, of course. So now this is, you know, into taken into a higher situation now, these people being arrested, Bartomeu, of course, included. Barcelona put in a statement. It's not a good day for Barcelona, regardless of what, you know, whether there's innocence or guilty involved, because an external audit did say that nothing was found. But obviously the police continuing their investigation means that there's much more to this. Not a good day for Barcelona, Fabrizio Romano.
Not a good day. I agree with you. And I think this is like the symbol of what's happened in Barcelona in the last year, in the last 2 years, about what's going on with this situation. We will see and we will follow in the coming days, in the coming weeks for sure. But the moment at Barcelona is really something incredible, as you mentioned with Bartomeu. And we always have to remember also what happened with players like Luis Suarez, legends of the club, having problems with the board and with the president. And I think also looking at the general situation around Barcelona and talking about Leo Messi, for example, that means what was suffering Leo Messi in this period with Barcelona. It's not just on the pitch. It's not just about the performances, about the Champions League and more. For sure, this is important. But also outside from the pitch, we have this crazy situation. They had this crazy situation with Bartomeu and with the board. He was totally unhappy with Bartomeu. He had a difficult moment with the board. So that's why Leo Messi is saying, okay, I'm waiting for the new board and for the new president to decide my future. Also because this situation with Bartomeu was hurting him, was terrible. And it makes us understand also about the situation of what they call this social media with Barcelona. It's a crazy, really crazy story. Let's see what happens in an official way in the coming weeks. But for sure, it's incredible to think at Barcelona. I'm still thinking at Barcelona as one of the biggest clubs in the world, for sure, as always. But we still remember when they had the fantastic years with Guardiola, with a lot of legends, and now they're having a bad moment on the pitch and outside the pitch with this crazy situation with the former president Bartomeu.
Yeah, a broken giant, I think you can say, about Barcelona right now and what is happening. But there is business still to be done, as we all know, Fabrizio Romano, and the continuous conversations between Eric Garcia, between Man City and Barcelona. What's the latest on that?
Yes, this is a good news for Barcelona. We can say Bertrand's away because they're going to sign him as a free agent. As we said many times on Que Golazo, on CBS, as always, we say that this was like close to be a done deal. They had a verbal agreement and the agreement has been confirmed by Pep Guardiola. He said, I think he's going to join Barcelona in the next season, and it's absolutely confirmed. It will be a 5 years contract. Eric Garcia, we've also had rumors also about other clubs like Paris Saint-Germain and Arsenal ready to join the race to try for Eric Garcia, because as we were mentioning for Ramos, for Alaba, when you have this kind of free agent, it's normal that top clubs are calling agents, are trying to find a possible situation to go in the race and to join the race. But in this case, it's a no, because Eric Garcia is joining Barcelona. And really, Pep Guardiola himself was trying to convince Eric Garcia, to persuade him to stay in Manchester City with an important contract, an important salary, but the players always wanted to return in Barcelona, his former club, and it will be the end of the story, because next season Garcia will play for Barcelona.
Interesting indeed. All right, let's keep going here. Let's talk about Chelsea, Fabrizio Romano. What are their plans with Thiago Silva, a key component for Thomas Tuchel, as well as when, you know, in the days of PSG? What's the latest on him?
Yes, with Thiago Silva, the idea of Chelsea, and we're talking about the board and Thomas Tuchel himself, he had Thiago Silva at Paris Saint-Germain, so they want him to stay at Paris Saint-Germain. This is the idea at Chelsea, obviously, and this is the idea around the club, around the board, just because they are really happy with him on the pitch and also as a leader. They will start discussion with Thiago Silva in the coming weeks, so this month will be so important to understand what's going on for the future of Thiago Silva, but the club is absolutely convinced. They want to keep Thiago. It's up to Thiago, because obviously it will be like the last important contract of his career in Europe. We will see what happens, but he will decide with his family, with his agent, and they have an option to extend the contract for another season. That's why Chelsea are confident, and also Thiago is optimistic. So we will see in the coming weeks when they will meet and they will discuss together, but for sure Thiago is part of the plans for Chelsea in the future.
Yeah, and I'm sure Thomas Tuchel's arrival helps that, obviously, their relationship. Fikayo Tomori, by the way, obviously with AC Milan on loan from Chelsea. AC Milan happy with him? What's going on there?
They are so happy. Yesterday he was a starter in Roma versus AC Milan. It was an important match for AC Milan after losing derby and having a difficult period, but he was starting instead of Romagnoli, who is the captain of the team. So it was an important opportunity, and Tomori has been one of the best players on the pitch. So congrats to him. It was a good start, and I'm told that also in trainings, AC Milan people and manager, they are so happy with Fikayo Tomori. So as Paolo Maldini said yesterday, they will discuss only at the end of the season. So it's not time now, obviously, in March to decide about the future of the player, but they have a buy option. It's 28 million euro, so it's up to AC Milan. They will decide at the end of the season. They will talk with Chelsea. They will see how it develops with the player. They had another name on the list, and it was Simakan from Strasbourg as possible centre back for the next season. But as we said, Simakan is close to join Leipzig to be the replacement of Upamecano, and so that's why I think that they have chances to think about Tomori as next centre back also for the next season. We will see. But the start was so good from Fikayo Tomori also yesterday against Roma.
Yeah, very good. And the buy option is the key part there. AC Milan, the ball is on the side of AC Milan. They get to make the decision. Let's talk about Arsenal a little bit and Martin Odegaard. Arsenal with a good win against Leicester City. Martin Odegaard seems to be enjoying his football once again. But what's the latest, since obviously he is a Real Madrid player? What's the latest on him? What is Zidane thinking?
He's a Real Madrid player, yes. Yes, it's a Real Madrid player, as you mentioned, and it's a simple loan, so there is no buy option and no chance for Arsenal to sign him. But at the end of the season, 100%, they will have a meeting with Real Madrid. And the key for Martin Odegaard will be around the situation of Zinedine Zidane. So we will see what happens at Real Madrid more than on Arsenal. Arsenal, they are happy with the player for his start. He is having good football in Premier League, as you mentioned, and he's really open to develop and to train. He's a good professional, so they are so happy with Odegaard, not just as a talent, but also as a guy. And this is so important when you go from Spain to England, playing in the Premier League, an important club like Arsenal is never easy. So they are so happy with the start, but they will discuss with Real Madrid at the end of the season, and the key will be with Zinedine Zidane. If Zidane stays, will be difficult for Odegaard to stay and to be part of the plans because he was not playing with Zidane. So this is a hope for Arsenal. But if Zidane will leave the club, we have to see what happens with Odegaard and also with Dani Ceballos, another player on loan to Arsenal. So they will meet with Real Madrid and they will decide for both.
So everything depends on Zidane right now.
Yes. He's the key. He's the key in this moment, also for the transfers and not just on the pitch.
Absolutely correct. All right, let's go back to the Premier League. We've been talking about Man City. Of course, they're a great undefeated run right now, doing so well, topping the table, etc. And, you know, making some moves in South America. What's the latest on Gaiki, the Brazilian, as they look to complete this deal with his young star?
Yes, as you remember, we mentioned about him on Kego Lazo some weeks ago as a possibility. They were in talks and they are working right now to complete the agreement with Fluminense, because people around Manchester City know that also other clubs are looking at the player, and not just in England, also from other countries, because we are talking about one of the best young players they have in South America, and in particular in Brazil. So it's normal with this contract is an opportunity. And that's why Manchester City are now working with Fluminense to complete all details. Remember always about the situation of the work permit that is so important in this moment with the Brexit and more, so they have to complete really every detail before saying, okay, it's a done deal and here we go. But for sure, the agreement is getting closer. They want the player. Kaiki wants to join Manchester City. And remember, it won't be for this season, but for 2022. So they would need to wait for 1 year, one season, and then the player would come. But for sure, at Fluminense, they know that they had to sell the star because a lot of clubs are interested and Manchester City are leading the race and are working to complete the deal in the coming weeks.
Yeah, look for more European clubs, everybody, to do this more and more, by the way, to look more into South America as post-Brexit rules continue. All right, we leave England, Fabrizio, and let's stay and finish in Italy, in Serie A. Lautaro Martinez enjoying his football with Inter Milan. Seems that he's happy there. What's the latest on the Argentinian star?
He's so, so happy. And as you mentioned, he's joining his time because Inter are having a fantastic period in the Serie A in this moment. And Lautaro has been one of the best players, I think, on the month. In February, he was always scoring against Lazio, against AC Milan. Also, yesterday, he had a good match against Genoa. So he's so happy. And he's going to extend his contract with Inter for the next 5 years. So the agreement is really imminent. They are completing just the last details and then it will be signed. But it's a done deal and done new agreement for Lautaro Martinez. And this is so important because, as he mentioned in his interview this week, he was really, really close to join Barcelona last summer. The agreement was really close between the two clubs and the player was open. Then Inter always said, we want the release clause. 111 million euro paid immediately. No installments, no payments in 4 or 5 years. Immediately. And that's why with the economical situation of Barcelona, it was becoming like impossible. They were offering players like Junior Firpo and other players, but Inter always said no. And that's why the deal collapsed. And now Lautaro is so happy at Inter, and that's why he's staying. He's extending his contract. And this is important also because I think we will go in an important summer also with many top strikers, Holland, and let's see the situation of Mbappé and many others involved in this race of strikers, but Lautaro won't be on the market.
Yeah, and of course they have, you know, Argentina has Copa America this summer, etc. Inter Milan were smart here, Fabrizio. They knew that Barcelona had financial issues. So they were like, if you want him, you got to pay straight away the whole thing.
Yes. It was a good strategy. Now they have Lautaro and Lukaku, and it's just a fantastic couple. Really, they're doing an amazing job.
Absolutely. One of the best duos in the world, I would say. All right, let's finish off sticking in Serie A. But Juventus and Weston McKennie, who's impressed this season on loan from Schalke. Do Juventus want to keep him, Fabrizio Romano?
Yes, they have the obligation to buy for Weston McKennie from Schalke if they will be in the next Champions League. And I think they will, but it's not sure yet. But apart from this, we have to say that at the moment, Juventus are absolutely intention to pay the 18 million euro and to sign Weston McKennie. He arrived as a surprise. We weren't expecting in Italy this kind of move from Juventus. I remember he was close to Southampton. Then he was close to join Monaco. Many clubs involved in Juventus signed him like in 24 hours. So it was a big surprise. No one knew him as a top talent here in Italy. Then he arrived and I would say that right now, he's the best midfielder Juventus have in their team. 100%. He's doing better than Rabiot, better than Ramsey, better than Bentancur. He's having some fantastic performances. So congrats to Weston McKennie, and 100% they will buy him. People are so happy with Weston. And I'm talking about Juventus fan, but also Juventus people in the club, Andrea Pirlo, and not only him, also the board. So congrats to Weston, because it wasn't so easy to arrive at Juventus. New world, new manager, but he's been really amazing.
Yeah, definitely the best American male player right now. Absolutely. Yes. And, you know, very happy for him and Juventus, of course. All right, Fabrizio Romano. Well, that's it for you. We didn't even take a break. We had so many news, so many things to talk about. I didn't even want to take a break. Fabrizio, thank you so much once again. Remember that you can listen to him on Que Golazo. Follow him on Twitter, Fabrizio Romano, also on Instagram, and read all his content only on CBS Sports Champions League content as well. Fabrizio, grazie.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Always a big pleasure to be with you. And see you soon on Kegolazo and on CBS Sports.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Fabrizio Romano for joining me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Kegolazo Pod. We are on Apple Podcasts. Please leave a rating and review. We're also on Spotify, on Stitcher. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/Kegolazo. You can watch all the episodes right there. Please make sure to keep supporting us. Thank you so much, because February was an amazing month for Kegolazo, and we just want to keep growing and growing and growing. Have a great beginning to your week.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me, and also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.